Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Into the second hour of the program, if you want to weigh in on the masks, is it actually freeing, as Mark was arguing in the last hour, or
to me it feels restricting?
Yeah, it seems like we're in a way more restrictive society now, a society full of fear that maybe people were that scared before, but they didn't really make it clear. Now they're making it clear.
I can only think of one real benefit to a lot of people wearing masks when you're out and about, and that is, you know, you've kind of eliminated halitosis, right? That breath. Right? Like, you don't get, like, you know, ambushed by somebody's bad breath suddenly anymore.
Good point. We go to your calls here. Jerome has been waiting patiently, so let's go there first. He's listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WTMA. Go ahead, Jerome.
Jerome!
I know sooner or later you would have to talk to me.
We're not trying to keep you off the air, Jerome.
No, man, I enjoy your calls. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just got a couple of stories here, but I'm going to be brief about it. The first one is this guy, Brad Pascal, that works for Trump, says he didn't vote for him. He didn't vote for anybody during the election for president.
Good for him.
He works for him. He's
Why should you? I mean, it's
manager.
Not like it matters. It's not like your vote for president actually has any kind of impact.
I love how Jerome calls in and talks about stuff that, like, I neither know anything about or care.
I know.
He certainly does.
He almost always mentions some politician I don't ever know. Who?
The campaign manager. Okay?
For who?
Oh, by the way, six more people from Trump's campaign to help set up this rally tested positive for COVID. Maybe they weren't wearing masks, huh?
What
Maybe
rally?
Maybe they weren't wearing masks, huh?
Was there some sort of a Trump rally?
Where? Yeah, the one in Tulsa.
Charleston,
Tulsa,
okay.
No,
Tulsa.
Not Charleston.
Sorry.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay. Never heard of it, but go ahead. I mean, I've heard of Tulsa, but I didn't know there was a rally there.
Was it the Juneteenth
thing? I don't know anyone would
Ian
care.
Isn't going to have his finger on the pulse of Trump rallies, I can assure you.
Yeah, no, I really don't care.
What?
I mean, I did hear that he had one in Manchester at some point, but what about it, dude? What's the point? What are you calling about here?
Look. This guy is an idiot. One day, you talk about wearing masks. What about drinking the bleach, huh? What about the hydroxychloroquine he was telling people to take? And the doctors are saying, man, don't go near that stuff.
Well, not all doctors. That's not true.
It doesn't work.
Well, first of all, I don't know what works and what doesn't. I'm not going to make any sort of medical recommendations, but I do know that Gene the Christian Anarchist has called into this show, and he says that at his doctor's office, which he's a manager of, so, you know, he talks to a lot of patients and sees a lot of patients, that they've used this hydroxychloroquine stuff and that it's been very effective to help people.
I don't believe
this stuff.
Okay. I don't believe him.
I have no reason to disbelieve him. I mean,
as I understand it, it's been discredited. But the thing is that I find, at this point, Jerome, I kind of just don't believe the media either when they talk about Trump because they hate the man so much. I'm not saying as a person in
the media too.
I know.
He's the problem.
Behind
all his hatred.
Do you get the problem?
He's behind all his hatred. He says about him.
Like, all I see is you stamping your feet up and down going, he started it! Like, I don't care. I expect from the media unbiased reporting.
No, you don't.
That's what I'm supposed to expect anyway.
Okay, but when was the last time that happened?
When I listen to CNN, what I hear is like, Borge man mean and bad. It's not like I like this guy. I'm not going to vote for this guy. But I can tell you what, I'm not going to pick between perverted old politicians this go around either. Like, that's the thing. Democrats could not have picked a worse option if they would have gone through the whole Rolodex.
Are you talking about the kid sniffer?
Right.
Oh, that little girl smells
good. Give me a little girl. Let me smell you.
So you think Biden's worse than Trump, who gets down with?
That's not what he said.
On a scale of 1 to 10, they're both a negative
9.5. You know how they get down, right?
He didn't hear you, Mark. He's talking.
You can pay a porn star and get what you want voluntarily. You feel up an intern in the office, it's molestation.
So he comes off like he's so happily married, though.
I understand.
He got children by three different women. How's he a conservative?
He sounds like a cheater to me.
How's he a conservative?
I didn't claim he was, and nor did I claim that I was going to vote for him.
Oh, I got one of this story about this guy. He fired the attorney from state of New York.
Yep.
That was investigating Trump and some of his cronies. He turns around and fires the guy. You don't find that suspicious.
Trump fired a guy who was investigating him?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't Trump also trying to stop that guy's book from coming out, John Bolton or whatever the hell his name is? That scumbag.
He fires the guy, then he lies about it, so I had nothing to do with this.
Trump's not a good guy. I mean, he's an authoritarian just like the rest of them. Apparently, he claimed to be a libertarian the other day in an interview.
What?
Oh, my God.
then he'll pardon Julian Assange, right. Edward Snowden, and Ross Ulbricht. At which point I will then be duty-bound to vote for him.
True. He said duty.
Thanks, hey, Jerome. Go ahead.
This is what he wanted. He said, was a couple years ago, he said he likes chaos and he likes confusion. Well, he must be loving this thing, huh?
Thanks for the call, Jerome, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to your calls. And
I'd like to point out I'm voting for Joe Jorgensen, the Libertarian.
Oh, okay. Jay in North of Iowa will likely vote for her as well. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Jay in North America.
Jay.
On hold, Jay.
Hi.
Hello. We have you.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. What you call it? I was calling because I hear your show, right? I've been hearing about all those things. The first thing I want to ask you is, do you think that there's a chance that the occupation the Europeans have on the American continent will end? How can we end it?
Hold on. The occupation of the Europeans on the American continent? Is that what you just said?
Yes. Yes. How can people?
What does that mean? What do you mean by
exactly
that?
Exactly what I mean. What do you mean? You don't
Which
know
Europeans
that
are occupying the United
Europeans
States?
The Europeans that I hear, like on your show, every day, 20 million
Are we talking about French people? Are we talking about
No, I'm talking about
Brits?
Europeans that call themselves Americans. Okay, Europeans are not American. And second, America is a continent. North, Central, South America.
Yep.
And the islands, they belong to our continent. If you are in the Bahamas, you are in America. If you are in Hawaii, you are in America. Not because of the U.S.
You mean like North America? Or?
What he's saying is he wants white people to leave the Western
hemisphere. Is
that
what you're saying? Are you Native American?
America is a continent, not a country.
That's
okay?
Correct.
Europeans manipulate language and say that the United States is America.
I just want to be clear, Jay. You keep saying Europeans. Mark said you mean white people. Is that what you mean?
No. Don't talk to me in colorable language. That's why, especially Mark, yesterday, he had a ball talking to white, black stuff. That's what you Europeans
I don't think Mark was here
oh,
yesterday.
You black, I'm white. You black, I'm white. You color, you brown. No, my ancestors worked in this continent. You are European. That's your true nationality.
Okay, so let me see if I'm following you here. You're saying that people
don't
from Europe...
That because you're a U.S. citizen, you are American. You are who your forefathers were, Europeans and colonizers.
Well, that doesn't sound very nice to me.
So there were three waves
you are
of...
Whatever your bloodline is. Okay, you just don't go.
Okay.
I know what an African looks like. I know what an Asian looks like. Why in America, Europeans, boldface, go
Are
around
you a home? Racist, sir? Would you call yourself a racist?
I'm not a racist.
No, okay, but you want all Europeans to leave because you think they are...
I want the European colonial occupation to end on this continent.
Is that different than leaving?
I'm sorry, what?
Is that different than leaving?
I don't know how you take it. If you can't understand me, that's your problem.
How am I supposed to stop occupying? Are you proposing that I am occupying?
I am saying this. I'm asking a question. I don't want you to answer a question with another question.
I can't.
That's the only way we can do it. We gotta. If we don't understand your question, if you're answering or if you're asking a question that is so obtuse and difficult to understand, you have to ask questions to clarify the question.
Right. You got scolded for using the wrong language. So I mean, there's no way to answer a question without being clear what the question is.
Yeah,
hold on to him.
You want him to? All right, I'll hold on to him. I don't think we're gonna get a straight answer or question out of him here in a moment, but we'll give it one more crack here. 855-450-FREE. Is he telling people Europeans to leave? Anarcho-Vegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovins O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for anarchovegas.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs, Jimmy, Coco, another Shar Pei, one pug who is Joe. I have stuck with the Dinovite for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years.
DinoVite.com.
People remark on really how well my dogs look, what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, yep, they get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
Dinovite is nutrition.
All I have to do is say dog food. It's a pandemonium. They can be half asleep, and they're up and thrilled.
She just looks at all squeaky clean.
You don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
People do ask how they get Dinovite. I tell them, I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As the mask controversy continues, this week hitting movie theaters with AMC reversing course. They weren't going to require masks. Now they are, and they're not the only movie chain to do so, apparently, this week. It's Ian, Captain Kickass, and Mark in the studio. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, but I do want to let you know about the AnyPay Cash Register app. Guys from AnyPay, I believe, are at the campground already at Rogers Campground for the upcoming Fork Fest event. AnyPay's, I think they've got like three camp RV sites, so they've expanded this year. They're not just in one site with a big dome. They're going to have the big dome, and they're going to have two more sites, and they're going to have like an AnyPay city.
Those guys are doing great work.
Set up, so they're doing some really cool stuff. But what does AnyPay do? Well, normally they just help you take cryptocurrencies at your local business, like Bitcoin Cash or Dash or Bitcoin SV. You can go to the get the AnyPay Cash Register app. You can grab that from the Google or Apple app stores and get started. Put your crypto wallet addresses in the back end, and you're ready to accept crypto. I mean, it really just takes a moment to get set up with this. It's the AnyPay Cash Register app from the folks over at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. As we go back to Jay in North America. Mark, you wanted to hang on to Jay here. He was saying, if I can recap here, I hope I won't miscommunicate what you were saying, Jay, because it was a little hard to follow. You're saying you want people from Europe, and you don't say specifically white people. You're just saying people from Europe should decolonize the United States, so to leave the United States. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say people from Europe. I said what people, I asked, what can people like myself or any non-Europeans that have been living for centuries under the European occupation of the American continent, what people like me can do to end the system of European occupation on the American continent?
Nothing.
Say all European people.
You can't do anything.
I asked that question.
Okay, and I'm giving you an answer.
The reason I asked that question is because I don't think that Mark nor any European person is going to be able to answer, nor will they even try to give me an honest answer.
I gave you an answer. No, you can't. It's not possible.
I can't.
I have a question for you now.
Wait, no. Say it again. Okay. What's your answer?
Your answer, you asked, is it, how would you go about making, breaking the European stranglehold on Western...
Well, the European occupation.
Fine,
not
occupation.
The European...
I get that your words are very specific for you, and I'm trying to use your words to answer your question. I don't consider myself European. I consider myself American. I'm from Bradenton, Florida. So
you can consider yourself whatever you want. I can say that I think I'm a dog. It doesn't change the fact that I am who my mother created, who my ancestors created, and I have a bloodline. Okay,
I
can say whatever. I can say that I'm Homie the Clown. It doesn't mean that I am.
Right. I'm trying to use your words, is what I said, and answered your question. You cannot stop what you call the European occupation of North America.
I have an answer for this gentleman. His question is, what can he do to help stop the European occupation of the Americas? And the answer is...
No, not the Americas. Oh. The Americas, you're also using false European language. America is one continent.
Okay,
it's like Africa is one continent.
It wasn't at one point. I mean, so, like, your history is so effed up. People didn't come to these continents until 15,000 years ago. Listen to me.
You
don't know... The difference between your butt and a hole in the ground. People came to the North American continent 15,000 years ago, three different waves from Asia. There's evidence of Europeans being on this continent down in Florida prior to 1492. There's evidence that black people came from Africa. And my question would be, if it's okay, if everybody who came before 1491 is acceptable as an immigrant, why aren't the Europeans acceptable too?
Okay, so my answer was this. Here's what he can do, is he can educate and advocate for voluntarism. That is what he can do.
And how is that going to solve whatever he perceives the problem.
Well, if the world does eventually become educated enough about what voluntarism is and how people can interact peacefully with one another without a coercive state, that would end the European system of occupation.
Jay, would you consider yourself to be, and I don't know what your, you know, your background is from as far as your family or migration or whatever, do you want to share what that is?
No, I don't, because I'm not stupid. Hundreds of, centuries of European occupation on America, and all Europeans have done is research and research people's heritage, their identity, so they can rewrite it, copy, paste themselves into it.
Well, I can say I haven't done any of those things. I didn't know until I took a DNA test, which was last year, that I, you know, was necessarily European or whatever. But I also have like 11% Jewish blood in me. So
that's more than me.
Does that mean, Jay, that I should go back to where the Jews came from?
No. Hold on. The Jewish thing. Okay. Now you're talking about the Jewish thing. Okay, some of those Jews were prosecuted because they had a mixture. A lot of those Europeans had a mixed blood. They were mixed bloods, like the Italians that the Europeans used to call the N-word. They had mixed bloods, and the Nazis were getting them out. But now, today, there are a lot of full-blooded Nazis claiming that identity. And when you're talking about that identity, the only thing you can say, those were people with melanin on their skin, or either your family comes from
I don't really understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
what is it that you would like to see happen?
Exactly.
Would you like to see all Europeans move back to Europe? Is that what you want to see happen? What's ideal for you?
I didn't say all Europeans move back to Europe. I was very clear. I said, end the system of European occupation on the American continent.
What does that look like, though? If you could have your druthers, what would it look like?
He wants the same thing I want. I want to end the European system of occupation, which is statism.
Well, I
want to
end all occupation. I don't care if they're from Europe. I don't care if they're from Africa. I don't care if they're from China. I don't care where they're from. I don't want to be occupied by anybody.
Right.
I don't want to be told what to do by anybody. But I just want to know, Jay, what would you like to see? What is your ideal end game?
Well, first of all, let me say this. That was like a trick question. I knew I wasn't going to get an answer, but that was for people like Jerome.
You did get an answer. You just didn't listen to it.
The guy who called before me, Jerome, or any non-Europeans that listen to talk shows and stuff, to not expect a solution from Europeans. We are going to have to make the solution.
All right. So you're not going to answer my question, right? You're not going to actually say what you want to see happen.
What I want to see happen, I want all nations of the earth, as it was prophesied from the times of Marcus Summa, all the nations of the earth to come against the colonizer invading system against them like a million tornadoes. Every nation.
So you want to use violence? You want to use violence against your neighbors?
You can call it whatever you want. I want all nations of the earth. Okay? The same violence that these people, like, I heard you talk about
Venezuela.
So
you do want to use violence. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Sounds like a psychopath. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He'll be running for office before you know it.
I gave him an accurate answer.
Yeah, Mark did too, and he didn't want to hear it.
Yeah, the fact is that to some extent this is what the white eugenicists from 100 years ago brought upon themselves. That was the paradigm of white and non-white at war.
I just like to look at people as humans, so I'm sick of all these divisions based on bloodlines.
Agreed.
It's ridiculous. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, this is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr says President Trump has fired Jeffrey Berman, the top federal prosecutor in Manhattan, whose office is investigating the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani. He also oversaw the indictment of Giuliani's associates, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, and prosecuted Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Berman had publicly refused to step down. President Trump is distancing himself from the decision to fire him.
That's his department, not my department.
The president spoke just minutes after Barr released a statement saying the president ordered him fired immediately, but the president didn't confirm it.
That's really up to him. I'm not involved.
Barr says Berman has chosen public spectacle over public service. Berman has indicated he plans to fight to keep his job, and he may head to Capitol Hill next week to testify before Congress about it. This is USA Radio News. A Latino man was shot and killed by a Los Angeles County deputy. Eyewitness 7 TV reporter Leanne Suter has the story.
Friends, family, and community members, you can see behind me here, are gathering for a vigil here near the scene where the 18-year-old was killed. They are demanding justice in a shooting that they say was completely unjustified.
I didn't even get to say goodbye to him, and it hurts me so much. I don't understand why they did this to him.
A heartbroken family demanding answers and an independent investigation. Deputies say they were patrolling Redondo Beach Boulevard when Guardado allegedly pulled out a handgun. His family says he was working in the area as a security guard.
We had somebody keeping an eye on the front because we've been having people tagging up recently and stuff like that. And the police apparently came up and pulled the gun on him, and he got scared and ran, and one of the police officers emptied a clip into him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. Ian.
The Captain.
And Mark.
And Mark, tell me, is it important to advertise during a crisis, during a difficult time?
It's the most important time because now. You know, it's less costly to get your message out to your customers. And yeah, they're going to be doing business in the future. You want branding now, today. That's how you you take up mind space in people's brains, and that's what's valuable.
Free Talk Live does offer some special advertising packages in this this time frame, and you can reach out to Matthew at freetalklive.com. He's the sales manager over there. That's Matthew at freetalklive.com, and he will help you out with that. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. Let's first go to Drew. He's in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Go ahead, Drew. Drew in Myrtle Beach. Are you there? Drew, going once.
Drew?
Hey, we got you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Drew. Drew,
yes, sir.
Nutsack.
Huh?
Drippy Nutsack.
Oh, that sounds really lovely. So we waited 45 minutes to say that on the air.
Wow.
We go on here, and we talk to David is in Jackson, Michigan, listening to WKHM. Hello, David.
Hey, how's it going, Muggs?
What's on your mind, David?
I can do better than that, Muggs.
Huh?
Here's what the deal is that I just don't understand why the Black Lives Matter protests want more. Okay, you're going to be shutting out the police? You challenge the military? Trump's tough decisions. And I guess what I, you know, they're painting the city sidewalks here in Jackson, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Black Lives Matter, right in front of the jail. Main thoroughfare. And I'm trying to figure out, what more do they want? Is there Black Lives Matter? But what about the number of people I see that are white that are saying Black Lives Matter? I understand. But they're also not wearing masks. And also, you know, you know, we're the birthplace of the Republican Party in Jackson, Michigan.
Okay.
And what bothers me is to see the degradation. I'm 57 now. The degradation of society. No, I'm not all that, man, but gosh darn it. This is dividing the line a hell of a lot further.
Okay, so I hear that you've got some concerns, maybe some confusion about Black Lives Matter. You feel like they're actually causing greater division. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of, like, I got to say, I'm not the fondest of the branding of Black Lives Matter. I feel like an opportunity was lost to use All Lives Matter rather than Black Lives Matter. And I certainly believe that there's some people within the movement that dislike people based on the color of their skin. And I think that that is sad. However, I tend to think that what we're going to see is probably something positive come out of all of these protests. If we see the police who, in the United States, shoot twice as many people per capita as they do in Canada, and 10 times as many as they do in Europe,
good point.
You know, back off a little bit and come up with better rules for them, because it might harm black people, rules that are applied
what
to all of us.
What are they, rules? Or are they laws?
Well, I think it's, in some cases they're rules. So, for instance,
it won't matter. They don't follow them anyway.
The rules, right, as far as how they determine whether a police officer was fearing for their life and things like that, that's not a law. That's an interpretation of a law.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Here's what I would say to what you said there, David, and that is that you suggest that it's causing division, and I might wonder if it's actually simply revealing the division that already existed. I think that what you see with Black Lives Matter and the reason why it has exploded in the way that it has in this time is because of all the groundwork that the police laid for this through their constant use of violence and threats and lying and throwing innocent, peaceful people behind bars over decades upon generations, and not just black people, but all kinds of people have been victimized by the police. The fact that this has gone on for so long and that so little has been done by the average person to speak out against this, it has been building up and building up and building up. This has always existed. The fear of the police, the disdain for the police has existed throughout my entire lifetime. People who I've known are afraid of these cops. They do not look at them as friends. You do not have to live in the ghetto to understand why the police are a threat to our liberty and why the police are a threat to the individual and their freedom to choose in their life. And so I think that Black Lives Matter has come out from that. It's not showing anything that's new. It's just showing it clearly what has existed for so long.
And the facts are that, statistically speaking, more black people are arrested than any other, you know,
as a percentage of,
as
the,
a
population.
Percentage of the population, more black people are in prison than any percentage.
Jackson,
so,
Michigan is a prison town.
Yes.
I mean, Cooper Street, we are in the prison.
We're losing some words from you, David. I don't know what you were just trying to say there. You're saying it's a prison town.
I guess
then
what I'm trying to say is, what? It's not more education. It's that it seems like these thugs would rather, black or white, the thugs would rather get their dough from dealing drugs and guns than work for a living.
I don't know if you've ever sold drugs or guns, but I suspect that's work. You know, you got to do work to sell drugs and guns.
There's a reason that people are willing to take risks.
You got to rob a store or two.
Well, no, if you're selling drugs and guns, you should be making plenty of money. You don't need to rob stores. That's what drug addicts do.
Not me.
Right. Well, I don't know any drug dealers. I mean, I've known a lot of drug dealers over my life, and not a single one of them would go and commit a robbery because they were busy making money selling drugs.
Good point.
It's the drug users that are strung out. Thank you, David, for the call. I appreciate it. It's the strung out drug addicts that have to pay black market prices for drugs. They're the ones who go and hold up convenience
stores. That's the whole cycle, right? Is so the illegality of drugs, be it marijuana or heroin, I don't care, whatever it is, that's what drives up the price. Driving up the price means the people who are willing to take risks will do the job. You know, people who would otherwise have to go work at a regular job then become drug dealers. And then, in order to pay these prices, $10 a hit, and I don't know how many hits you need a day or whatever the case may be, then people have to, instead of work for a living, you just can't work for a living and be a drug addict, so you have to go out and rob or turn tricks or do whatever.
If you take away the violence of the state, the government, then the drug dealers just become small businessmen, the users just become customers, and everything else can be dealt with medically as it should.
That's really what it comes down to. I'm never going to do heroin, no matter how legal they make it. But if they do make it legal, then I'm not afraid of the heroin addict that might break into my house and hurt my family.
So we go on here. More of your calls and thoughts. Carlos is on the line. He's on our Discord server. Go ahead, Carlos, calling from Colorado.
How's it going, guys? So to talk about a couple of things. We're talking right now about the police, and we're talking about disparity in you know the way that different races see where we're at right now. And I'd like to put out the fact that all lives matter to me as a half Mexican, half Irish guy. I don't like it because it feels like a protest to a protest.
Wait, you're saying you don't like what?
The phrase,
like
all lives matter.
Just because I feel like it's a protest to a protest, I feel
I'd
like
to address that, because I have a strong feeling about it, too.
Hold that thought, Carlos. We'll continue here in just a moment. 855-453 is our toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind here on the Live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
the Reverend Captain Kickass,
and Mark.
And we continue here with more of your calls and thoughts. Also want to make sure to say thank you to Jenna Talia, who is...
Hilarious.
Jenna Talia. Is it two names?
Got you, pal.
Is it two names? Is it like J-E-N-N-A?
Yeah.
Space Talia.
Talia.
That's a new one. I hadn't seen that one in there before.
Thank you, Jenna Talia.
I think somebody changed their name, because you can do that. You can go into your profile on the AMP system that we have on our website, and you can set whatever name you want us to refer to you by. So it doesn't have to be your legal name or whatever. So you can put whatever you want in there. So I think somebody who had a name on there might have changed it, but funny stuff. But whoever that person is a platinum amplifier, meaning they contribute $25 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program, which stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and bring more people to the ideas of freedom, because that's what we do here 7 nights a week. And so thank you, Jenna, for your assistance with that at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Carlos is still with us here on our Discord server. Carlos, go ahead with what you were saying there.
Yeah, so I guess what it boils down to is the idea to me of All Lives Matter is a protest to a protest. Now, don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean that I like BLM. I don't like the organization. The concept of Black Lives Matter, I like that because I've lived in ghettos. And that guy that was talking about, oh, drug dealers out there are robbing. I was a drug dealer. I didn't rob people. You know, that's why I sold drugs, because I'm nonviolent, so I preferred to sell stuff voluntarily than steal, right? But I knew a lot of people when I lived in these bad areas that constantly, and they weren't bad people. They weren't drug dealers. They weren't bad individuals, but they were constantly messed with by the police.
Right.
And it's a disproportionate thing. I could walk through that neighborhood, and the only thing they're going to try to do to me is find out if I bought drugs.
Yep.
Then they're going to hem them up. They're going to try to plant drugs on them. They're going to mess with them. And then I step back even farther from that, and I look at the CIA and their activity in promoting drug sales and crack cocaine in the ghettos, which still I believe personally, I don't have any proof, but I personally believe it still happens to this day in one form or another, that they pump drugs into the ghettos to create high crime areas, to create turf war situations where you're going to have higher crime rates. And then the people who dog whistle are going to be able to say, oh, well, look at all the black-on-black crime. You know, when in reality, if you were to take a step back and look at the bigger picture, you would realize, well, that black-on-black crime is largely turf-related and gang war-related. If you were to take the drugs out of there and make them all legal, then those people have no incentive at that point to sell drugs, so there's no turf war, and everything changes.
I'm with you that I don't think you can discuss racism in America without discussing the drug war, and that's a completely fair statement. However, when it comes to your original thesis that all lives matter is a protest to a protest, okay, nothing wrong with a protest to a protest, but what do you mean when you protest this particular protest? To me, I think that somebody, the mistake was made when you know, the people who had the decision-making power in the organizational, you know, whatever, the loose organization known, what is currently known today as Black Lives Matter, intentionally decided not to call their organization All Lives Matter. And, well, of course what?
Yeah, that's Alicia Garza and Opal Tometi, who are trained Marxists. And they've gone out and said, yes, we are trained Marxists. And you have to, in my opinion, you have to look at it the same way that you look at the Tea Party. The Tea Party was originally Ron Paul Republicans. It was very strong conservative Republicans that were leaning libertarian, that it had very little affiliation with anything religious, right? And then eventually, within months, it was taken over by the religious right. And now people only associate the Tea Party with the crazy religious right. And it's the exact same thing with Black Lives Matter. Instead of the right standing up and saying, you know what, I agree, Black Lives Matter, we need to do something about this, they let this Marxist group take over, create an organization called Black Lives Matter, and now they funnel all their money to the Democrat Party. And that's what they do. That's where all the money goes to fund blue. Is exactly where money from Black Lives Matter goes to.
Sure. So I'm with you 100% on that, too. Now, what I would say is if somebody takes their time to go out and protest that all lives matter and they have a sign made up and all that stuff, chances are good there's some agenda if you've got that kind of time invested in it. However, if somebody's confronted with the chant Black Lives Matter and responds, yeah, all lives matter, that person is not functionally a racist and should not be shot, as white people have been at least one white person has been shot, and there have been posts online and signs held that say shoot white people.
So here's the question. What do you think about white guilt? Do you think there's any basis to the idea that sometimes white people, people that consider themselves Caucasian, feel a sense of guilt when they think about, hey, things are definitely, you know, I can drive through a nice neighborhood and not get messed with. I have a very less likelihood of getting messed with by the police than black people. And they know that inherently. White people, I know it. I'm half white. I know it. So do you think that there's some white guilt that happens where people hear Black Lives Matter and that white guilt kind of sets in and they're like, hey, what about me? And they say White Lives Matter. And it is. It's still, no matter what, it's still a protest.
How's that guilty? I mean, that would seem like...
It's not guilty. Yeah. It's white guilt. Yeah. White guilt is not guilty. It's the idea that you understand somewhere deep down, you understand and realize that you experience some privilege from the fact that you are Caucasian. I experience some privilege from the fact that I'm Caucasian, even though I'm Mexican. I'm actually Mexican, but it doesn't matter. I look white,
right,
and I can talk. I can speak fluently, so people don't see me as Mexican. So it's, you know, I benefit from that white privilege, and that is what white guilt is. It's not guilty, but it's like the, hey, I don't like that. You're putting me on the spot here. I know that I benefit from this, so I better say something in response. That's where
But it wouldn't seem like somebody who was feeling white guilt would say that white lives matter as a result. You would think that somebody experiencing white guilt would double up on the Black Lives Matter. They would say Black Lives Matter twice as loud or something.
No, I think that what he's claiming is that white guilt is something that one feels is an illegitimate response to having your white privilege pointed out. And here's what I would say regarding white privilege. White privilege, while true, is largely hokum. There are only three privileges. There's intelligence.
Financial privilege.
Intelligence privilege, financial privilege, and beauty privilege. Now, we had a black man on the show. His name was Vin Armani, and that's what he said to me. I'm only repeating what he said. And the guy's 6'3" and gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that, you know, being 6'3" is part of the, the beauty privilege. And one can be attractive without being white, but it's sort of part of it. And when I was over in Asia, people pay a lot of money to have their skin lightened. And it seems to be a thing all around the world for whatever reason that might be. And then white people go to tanning booths. So I don't really understand.
Not a lie.
It's just the truth. I don't really entirely understand all of it, but I tend to think that you can, should you wish, increase your privilege level without changing your skin color. Like, my guess would be you can affect the way you talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do. So I'm a broadcaster.
Back in the day, back when I was a younger man, I used to talk like this, bro, because all my friends talk like this.
Yeah.
And that's how we all talk, because that's how it is, bro. You live in Phoenix.
What's up, SA?
And then little by little, you can still hear it sometimes when I talk. But little by little, I've brought myself away from that mentality of it's okay to have those slurs and back to the mentality of I need to speak English properly. So I get 100% that financial privilege stands above white privilege or any sort of racial privilege. Financial privilege is always going to stand above it. And what really doesn't matter in society are poor people, especially with the left. The left don't love poor people. They hate the rich. And,
yes.
and so it's not a situation where poor people in general don't experience the exact same things that black people in general experience.
Yeah, I think that is an important point. And that's what the guys in the chat room are saying right now on the Discord server, is that there's a ton of poor white people living in poverty.
Right. It's about class. It's not about color. And that's the thing that seems so mixed up to me in the current situation.
The acronym
is still about color in some ways. Well, it's not about color everywhere, but if you go to New York, it's about color. If you go to L.A., it's about color. If you go to Akron, Ohio, it's not about color. It's about class.
Yeah, so I think Mark touched on it. He said that the marketing is off, and it's off intentionally, I think, right? It's kind of like when governments say, like, no children left behind. If you criticize that in any way, they go, well, you hate children, right? So if you criticize BLM in any way, like, oh, you must hate black people.
Thank you, Carlos. Great call. Appreciate hearing from you there in Colorado on our Discord lines. Sounding almost like he's sitting in the studio with us. It was great. We got more time for you. Your thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 3 is coming next. Anarcho Vegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovins O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for anarchovegas.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.